Victor Tango Mobile.
Air Mobile.
Everything go okay?
It's PSA test, Rusty, and then we went to Aldi's, and now we're headed up to pay the water bill.
I just left Publix, and I may have to take out a loan to buy gas to go in the car after I bought groceries today.
That's standard operating procedure, SOP.
Yeah, and that was after taking $37 off of my total, so, you know, and that hurt, and I wasn't expecting to pay that much today, but everything I bought a lot of things that were restocking, and things like paper towels and paper plates and things like that are not cheap anymore.
That's good advice. Well, the mountains look pretty today. We just turned past the peach farm here and headed north. The water department's just, three, 4 or 5 miles north of us, and we just ride up there for the heck of it and pay it.
Well, you just got to get out and go do things to do things a little different there. So, anyway, well, I see the truck from Second Harvest Food Bank is coming over here to restock the food bank that we work at, my church supports, so looks like they've got stuff coming in down here for the food bank down here today. They try to keep them stocked up with some stuff when they've got it coming from Second Harvest. They're one of the people that help.
Oh, I had to slow down. I didn't know what for, and there was a big yellow lab and a big black lab out on the road. And they didn't know which way they were going to go. They'd come in and out. I got by them without hitting them, though, thank God.
Yeah, that's the thing about dogs when they get on a road like that. They get confused because cars come in both directions. And they don't sometimes know which way to jump. And that's what gets them killed. And I think that means somebody was careless that their labs got out on the road like that.
They're great dogs. And they'd look to the left and they'd see one car and then another car come from the north. And you're right, and they were confused. They didn't know which way to go.
Across one dog that really was very careful around roads. And it was one down that down where a friend of mine lives, and there's a dog, his neighbor has it, and that dog is very, very smart about traffic, and they live on a two-lane road, and it gets a fair amount of traffic along this road, but that dog, when he's got to cross the road, he goes back and forth between the guy that owns him and the daughter's house, which is right across the street from each other. Well, that dog, I watched him one day. I was visiting my friend. That dog, it walked out there, and it sat down on the side of the road. And it sat there, and it watched the cars from both directions. You could see it looking and tell it was watching what it was doing. And then it stood up. After a while, it stood up, looked both ways, trotted across the road, stopped to make sure everything was clear, and went on down into the guy's daughter's yard, and was over there, and my friend was telling me, he says, that dog is like that, going both ways across that road, and he's seen it sit there for 20 minutes waiting for traffic to clear before it would try to go across. Now, that's what you call a smart dog, and it was a lab.
Labradors, they're just got a great disposition about them. Chad's got one up there, Casey. And it's a beautiful dog. Oh, well, I used to have to deal with him on my paper route when I was on a scooter. My brother hit one once on a scooter, and it really tore him up. And then to a motorcycle, but they'd come out and try to bite me. So, I fixed that after a while. There was one that did that every time I went by, so I got done with my paper out, and then I went back and I put a brick in the paper sack, and I drove by there and gave wake-up call, shall we say. And he never did chase me again.
Part time, when I was going to high school, first couple of years I was in high school, I'd ride my bike up to band rehearsal during the summer. We'd rehearse, and I'd ride my bike up there, up to the school and back. And it was this Weimaraner along the route. And he was he could be a nasty thing. He was a nice dog, but boy, he chased me, and one day he nipped me. And he did that. I knew what house he belonged to. I got home, told my mom. She took me up to the doctor just to make sure I got to checked out, make sure there was, you know, nothing there. And then we had a visit to the owner of the dog, and along with us went a Charleston County police officer. And that guy finally realized that he couldn't let his dog run free.
Compared to those Weimaraners and those Dobies, you just don't know. And I know they're good ones, but there's some that are not. I was out doing something on my sister's car. Anyways, it was over my dad's one day. And this guy had two of them. And he was quarter of a block away. And I was busy, and I looked up, and that Weimaraner had my bird dog's neck in its mouth. I mean, her whole neck, and had her trapped on the ground. And I didn't have any weapons or anything to get rid of it. And I definitely loved that dog a lot. So I ran over there real quick because it was going to kill my dog. And I kicked that thing right in the guts. And when I did, it just kind of looked at me, and I thought it'd attack me. But it didn't. It just turned around and went back over home. And I went over there and had a friendly chat with that old boy. And I told him if he'd come back, he's going to have a Smith & Wesson retreat.
Yeah. Like I said, they can be good dogs and they can be bad dogs. Well, it's just like any other dog. You can have them good dogs and bad dogs. And it just depends upon how the dog is raised, how the dog is treated by its owner, and things like that. So it makes a lot of difference. And my dog, any dog I've ever had, I always treated that dog right, you know, and took care of it and made sure dogs, all of them I had at one time or another, were friendly. They, you know, they would be protective. They'd let me know when somebody came up that they didn't recognize. But when I made sure they knew who that person was, then from then on, that dog, my dog would get along with that person. So, it is what it is. So, anyway, and I'm headed back to the house and put the groceries up, decide whether I'm going to have me some chicken fried rice for supper or a salad this afternoon. Probably make a salad because I got the fixings for that. And this time I'll cut some strawberries up in it.
Yeah, Bernice got me some yogurt, but that rice sounds good. She makes a real good casserole roasting with rice in it. I might suggest that. The worst dogs I had about biting on my paper route when I was a kid was the Pekingese and the Chihuahuas. And I loved the Pekingese, but they'd bite you. And the Chihuahuas would bite you every single time. And then their owners would tell you, oh, no, he don't bite.
Yep. And the ones I used to hate were Cocker Spaniels. They were very territorial. And when I was a paper boy, I had one house that had two of them, and they were very territorial. I'd ride along there, and was delivering the paper, and I threw one out to that house. I mean, I'd throw it over there, and it'd land right on the porch where it was supposed to. And but those dogs, they would run up and down the fence line and just barking their head off and growling at me. And when I went by to collect one day, they were just as nice as could be, but, you know. And one day they got out, one tried to chew on my tire. That didn't work too well. Anyway, Tom, I'm about to pull back into the yard. I will catch you in a little bit. I'll be on the radio in the house in a few. N0TR, W2T, 73s for now.
Okay, Rusty, we got a couple of miles to go yet up here. We're much church, and I can't even remember the name, of Pentecostal Holiness Church. I'll see you later. W2T in Gerald Chill.
4CRG Mobile.
4CRG Mobile, OKB4CBA Mobile, name's David. Good morning.
David, how you doing today? We've talked several times before. This is Robert over here in Bowling Springs, other side of Spartanburg.
Well, Robert, and how are you doing today, sir?
Well, I woke up this morning, thank God, but we're always thankful for that. We just left the shooting range. My brother came down from Hendersonville, North Carolina, and we shot a few hundred rounds and several different guns, and he got a new gun, and I showed him a new gun I had. And now I'm headed to the house, about there, but I got to get on that DMR radio again. We got a, I think it's a Shark RF open spot. It's a hot spot. We finally got it working yesterday. We still got some programming to do in the radio, I guess.
I don't know much about DMR. I've listened to a presentation about it, but I still don't know much more than I did. It does look interesting, and but anyway, well, I wanted to ask you. So, what kind of? You said you had a new gun. What kind of gun did you get?
It's a Bursa Thunder 380. And it's got the Crimson Trace laser in the grip. It came with it that way. Got some 9mm and 22 magnums too, but that was a new one. I wanted to shoot it. I like it pretty good.
So somebody came in there and said, after I said, what kind of gun did you get? He said, a big one. somebody must know you is listening.
Megan, you got something to say? Come on in there. You got KQ4CRG. Robert over in Spartanburg. Mr. David on the other end there. If he don't.
Okay. I have several handguns myself, and I've got a Beretta 45 and a Taurus 9mm, and I have my father-in-law's 38 special. He was in law enforcement in Greenville City Police all his career for 33 years, and so this is his retirement pistol. At the time they were still using 38s, 38 specials, and so it's engraved and everything, and he had actually fired it, and I happened to be the lucky son-in-law that got that, and some other of his guns. He had a bunch of guns in the house. We found them for several days. They were just everywhere, and every time my mother-in-law found one, I had to go over there and make sure it wasn't loaded, and you know, put her mind at ease.
Yeah, you gotta watch, be careful with them guns, no doubt. We got a couple SIGs, a Glock 19, a Gen 5, a Rossi 38 Special, and a Smith & Wesson 357, and got a PMR, it's a Kel-Tec PMR 30, it's a 22 Magnum, and the magazines hold 30 rounds. Yeah, we ain't been about a couple months, so maybe 3 months, I guess, now. So, My brother just got a new SIG. I think it was a P365. He wanted to try it out.
Dave, that big one probably didn't have a license, would be my first guess. N0TR Mobile.
What are you mouthing off about there, Tom, about a license?
Oh, that guy that broke in there and then wouldn't identify him. Most likely he didn't have a license.
About Tom?
So, what are you doing today besides interrupting our conversation?
It's N0TR. Hi, Robert. Oh, we just went up to the water department. I was just talking about that guy that broke in a while ago and then wouldn't join in, but I said he probably wouldn't because he didn't have a license, would be my only guess. But you never know. Go ahead, Robert.
Sometimes some of them, they get out here and want to be, or they just, I don't know, maybe scared to talk. But yeah, you're probably right. Probably don't have one. But Tom, David, y'all have a good one. I just got up here in the carport. The wife's looking at me like, are you done yet? 73, y'all guys. Y'all have a good one. Talk at you later. KQ4CRG. We'll be clear.
It was good to talk to you, and hope you have a good rest of the day, and so have a good one. Go ahead there, Tom.
Nice to hear you again. Have a good day. Yeah, well, I've talked to him many times before, Dave. I couldn't jump in there when that guy did that. It doesn't matter to me, but I was at the water door, comes out and all, and I couldn't hear you. Well, we just been down to the hospital and got a blood draw, and then went to the urgent care last night. I feel like the dickens today, but worse the last 2 days, so I guess I'm on the mend. And they checked me for COVID, and they checked me for a flu, and I've had shots for both. And I didn't have anything. They were negative. But boy, I felt like crap the last 2 days.
Hey, well, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm having a lot of trouble receiving the repeater for some reason today on the same route that I'm normally on. So, but I got most of that. But did you say that you had to go to the hospital?
Oh, I went to urgent care yesterday evening about 5 o'clock. And then I'd been putting it off and finally went. And they said I had gastroenteritis. But you're not the only one having trouble with the repeater, Dave. It's been in and out today quite a bit. Jerry, he was in and out. And in certain places, Rusty was in and out. So it's, I believe it's up in the repeater. But could be conditions, who knows.
All of that plays a part, so kind of hard to tell sometimes. Well, I'm sitting at the Beacon Hill here, so I have a good signal until I go over the top of the hill, which I'm getting ready to do. And then it gets noisy again. But anyway, well, I hope you get feeling better. And when, you know, we were talking about guns, I've seen your collection, so you probably got more than anybody around here anyway, but it'd take you all afternoon to name all of yours.
Never acknowledge that name. Don't ever tell anyone that anybody's got any guns. And besides that, it's about a 1,200-pound safe, and I don't think they're going to go anywhere. But I don't talk about that very much, except different calibers and this and that, but I give all mine away.
That's right, you gave all yours away, okay. Well, oh, me. Well, I got on the radio last night and made contacts on, let's see, what was that? 17 meters, FT8, and made several contacts in Japan, one in China, one in Russia, and some of the Japanese stations were calling me, and I had a pile up there for a minute, but it was a lot of fun. I was on for about 45 minutes, I guess.
I was sick. I've been sleeping for the last 2 days, just about. And before that, we've been Friday night or Saturday night. I was talking to the AWR LCW contest, and there was literally thousands of them on there, Dave. And the propagation was really, really excellent. So I'm not surprised. And I would have thought you'd have got the Philippines. I've seen them come up quite a bit on there, on FT8. But I've worked them on CW before, but not FT8. But there was quite a lot of them over there in the South Pacific that was on.
Yeah, there was, and I enjoyed making the contacts, and one guy sent me he thanked me for the contact, and so it was real interesting. But I enjoy that, and so right now I'm headed. I know you're shocked, but I'm headed to play tennis.
God, I never guessed it. Yeah, I don't usually send emails like that, but I wanted this one from Vietnam, and so I got a few days back, and he hadn't confirmed yet on Logbook of the World, and so I sent him an email, and he says, "Don't worry, Tom." He says, "You're in the log." So that made me feel good, because I'd never gotten that one before, and on CW or otherwise. Heck, up in Kansas, you just never did hear Vietnam. Anyways, Dave, we're sitting out in front of the garage, so I'll let you go. You have a good day. Nice hearing you this morning. KB4CBA and 0TR73.
Well, you get feeling better, and I just pulled into the parking lot here, so that was a good time. And you have a good one, and take care of yourself. We'll talk to you later in 0TR, KB4CBA, clear.